This is Faltering, a Ninjago fanfiction written by Rosie Hunter-Wolf and read by Lemon Avocado. This fanfiction is rated for general audiences and is gen. Summary. Growing up in their humble weapons shop, Nia is used to not having much, but she has Kai. As long as the two of them are together, things will be alright. That's not to say that she doesn't wish they had more sometimes. It would be nice not to worry about their next meal or how they would pay rent. And if they could afford medicine, maybe illness wouldn't be so scary. Nia set the last sword on the rack, breathing heavily. Finally, she was done with work. She'd been eager to upgrade the heating, especially with winter coming, but the day had taken a lot out of her, and now she wanted nothing more than just to go to sleep. Kai slumped next to her, startling her. "Long day, huh?" He shook the tip jar, frowning. "Unfortunately, that doesn't always mean more service." "Sorry, I never got around to restocking those." She paused, coughing. "Working on those..." She broke into another coughing fit, and Kai glanced at her with wary eyes. He put a hand on her back, rubbing it gently. "You okay?" "I'm fine. I probably just need a drink of water or something." Kai frowned, pulling his hand away from her back and moving it toward her forehead. "You're warm." Nia yanked away from his touch. "I told you, I'm fine." "Okay, fine, but don't worry about doing the restocking. I'll finish up in here." As Nia turned to go, he added, "If you were to, I don't know, maybe sleep in a little later tomorrow and come in late to work, I don't think I'd notice." "Then you need to get your eyes checked," Nia grumbled. "Seriously, Kai, we have a business to run. You're making a big fuss over just a little cold. Don't worry about it." Kai opened his mouth, but before he could respond, she turned and left. The look on his face made her feel a little bad, but she reminded herself that she wasn't a little girl anymore, and she didn't like when Kai treated her like one. It would do him some good to stop focusing on her so much and think about himself for once anyways. Mom and Dad had been gone for a long time now. It was about time she started growing up. Much to Nia's annoyance, her cold did not just magically disappear overnight. "Stupid immune system not doing its job," Nia muttered to herself, wiping at her running nose as she adjusted a bolt on the heating system. She had finally gotten around to working on it, although of course now that she did have the time, it wasn't cooperating, and she had this dumb cold in the way. Turning away, she coughed, pressing her arm against her mouth to muffle the sound. Kai was just in the other room, and she didn't want him fussing over her again. He would probably make her leave, and she wasn't about to let him do all the work while she sat in bed and did nothing. Nia wasn't one to sit around idly while others were busy. It was just a little bug. She was fine. Almost immediately, her body seemed to shriek in protest as she doubled over, muffling her coughs with both hands. She leaned against the wall, panting. Her chest was burning. Maybe she should go suck on some ice cubes. Or, if she was lucky, there might be some cough medicine left over from a previous winter in their ominously barren medicine cabinet. As she headed to the kitchen to check it out, she unfortunately found nothing in the way of medicine, so she settled on the ice cubes. Just like flavorless cough drops. Except they weren't, because Nia knew cough drops actually had ingredients in them made to soothe your throat, but they were almost as pricey as regular medicine, so, like everything else, they didn't have them. Ice cubes would have to do. They didn't seem to be helping much, but Nia kept them in her mouth anyways. The fire that felt like it was burning along her throat and in her lungs made her willing to try anything, no matter how futile. Kai suddenly shuffled into the kitchen, a pile of swords in hand, and Nia spat the ice cubes into the sink before he could ask about them, grabbing the glass of water off the counter instead. Kai dropped the swords on the counter with a clatter, his face tired and his movement stiff and slow. He pushed his lips into a smile as he saw Nia, but she could tell it was forced. "How's the heater coming?" "It's coming. And the shop?" Kai sighed, running his fingers through his hair. "Coming too, I guess. Lots of orders today." Kai gestured toward the pile of swords. "People want their stuff fixed. It's just never good enough, I guess." Nia shot him a sympathetic glance. "They're good weapons, Kai. People just use them a lot. The wear and tear builds up." "That's the whole point of a weapon, isn't it? To be able to withstand harsh conditions?" The fire died from his voice as he gazed sadly at the swords. "Guess that's what I get for doing a sloppy job the first time." "You didn't do sloppy," she insisted. "You were busy. People were being demanding, inconsiderate. It's 100 times better than anything I could do." "Yeah," he frowned, not looking at her. "I guess." "Let me help. You focus on just the swords. I'll do the other chores." "Nia, I don't know..." Nia puffed. "Is this some sort of jab at me being a girl?" Raising her voice was a mistake, as it quickly cracked, and she dissolved into coughing, bracing herself against the counter. She didn't know how long it was before Kai was at her side, a hand on her back, and shoving a glass of water forcibly into her hand, along with a small red tablet. The look on his face as she drank, however, didn't bode very well. "Nia, you're sick. You can't be working in the shop. You can't be working at all. You need to rest." "But you need me here. You're too busy to do all this on your own." "I'll manage. Besides, I can't have you working near customers if you're contagious anyway." "I can at least work on the heater." "No, you can't," Nia grumbled, pulling her arms tighter to her body. "It's freezing in here." Kai sighed. "I know, I'll take a look. Until then, put on your coat, and there are some spare blankets in the closet." "Kai, you don't know the first thing about mechanics." "I know more than you think," he snapped. "Who do you think did all that kind of stuff before you learned how? I may not be as good as you, but I'll manage. Now, take your ibuprofen." He pointed to the red tablet. "It won't cure your cough, but it will hopefully help your fever." "I don't have a fever." "Nia, don't lie to my face. You're warm as hell. You're sweating and shivering at the same time." Nia glanced down. She hadn't even noticed her hands were trembling. "Fine." She took the pill. "Better? Can I go now?" Kai had paused, his head tilted, and he shook his head, pointing toward the couch in the living room. Nia sighed, slowly following him there. They both said nothing, and her brother leaned towards her. "Kai, what?" "Shh. Listen." "To what?" "You're breathing." Suppressing the urge to hold her breath, Nia fell silent. The room was quiet except for her breath, rattling through her chest unevenly. "That's not normal, Nia. We should take you to a doctor." "A doctor?" she gasped. "Are you crazy? That'll put us in debt for the next year." Kai shook his head. "I don't care. I'd live in a lifetime of debt if it meant I can guarantee you're safe and healthy." "Kai, how would we pay our rent? We'd get kicked out." "I'll find a second job. I'll find somewhere for you to stay. Something." Nia felt her eyes swelling up. "I don't want you to do any of those things. We need to stick together." Kai sighed. "I know, but it's not fair. I can't just let you lie here suffering if there's something seriously wrong with you." "It's not that bad, Kai. I'll be okay without a doctor. This will go away on its own." Kai eyed her warily. "I will not have you exerting yourself. Working your body hard is only going to make you sicker. If I agree to let you skip the doctor's visit, you'll promise to rest all day?" Nia bit back a groan. Great. Bedbound. What she'd been trying to avoid. But she would do it if it meant Kai wasn't about to blow a bunch of money for no reason. "I promise." "Okay. But if you're not better by tomorrow morning, I'll go to the store and pick up some flu medicine." "Kai, you and I both know we don't have the pocket for that." "It's fine. Still way cheaper than a doctor. We'll just have to go lighter on some of the groceries next time." "Kai, you can't skip meals. We need to keep your strength up. If you get sick too, then who's going to run the shop?" "I won't get sick," he grunted, avoiding her eyes. "Look, I'll figure it out, okay? But the medicine will come if you're not feeling better tomorrow." "Fine. And if you need absolutely anything, I'll be..." "Kai," she interrupted. "I'll be fine." "Okay," he sighed, standing up. "I'm sorry. I'll leave you alone now." "Hey, Kai?" "Yeah?" "Thanks for looking out for me. You can repay me by getting better." Although she would never admit it to Kai, Nia fell asleep almost instantly after her head hit the pillow. Her dreams were odd and fragmented, filled with the haze of fever, but the sleep was a cool blanket to the burning and aching of every part of her body. The calm broke with her unconsciousness late in the night. Nia heaved her face over the side of the bed, spitting up phlegm. Coughs racked her body, and she desperately tried to untangle herself from the blankets, briefly panicking as she got stuck. "Calm down. You're fine. You're fine." She didn't feel fine. She wanted to cry. Her throat was on fire, her chest burning with every breath. "I just need water." Scrambling onto the floor, she grabbed the bottle off of her nightstand, drinking only a couple of sips before it burned too much to bear. Leaning her back against the bed, she tried to calm herself, to relax, but all she could focus on was the wheezing sound of her breath. She had been fine. How had it gotten so bad? "It's not that bad. I just swallowed some phlegm in my sleep, that's all. Next time I'll be more careful. I'll prop my pillows up." She couldn't focus on next time right now, though. All that mattered was now. She had to get through this. Her throat was wet, sticky with mucus. She coughed forcefully, trying to dislodge it, but her breath came in shallow, short pants. Nia curled her fists into the rug, trying not to gag. "Kai. I need Kai." She could hardly breathe, but she wasn't going to be able to scream for him. But his room was all the way across the hall, and she couldn't get up. She just needed him. She needed him. She was terrified, and she needed her big brother. She didn't know if it was adrenaline or if she had finally coughed up some of the buildup, but at that point, she started screaming, and she didn't stop. Part of her brain still told her that she was fine, she was just a little sick and being a crybaby. But for once, she pushed that side of her brain away. She wanted Kai. Better to have him here and not need him than not to have him at all. Still, it felt like forever before she heard thumping footsteps and he was skidding across the floor to her side, a hand on her back, a soft voice in her ear. "Nia, Nia, I'm here, what is it? Tell me what's wrong. Talk to me." She couldn't talk. She couldn't even stop coughing long enough to... So instead, she slumped against him, leaning into his touch. "I need you, I need you. Nia, Nia, can you hear me? I'm gonna call the hospital. I'm gonna be really fast, then come right back, okay? Okay, will you be all right?" "No, Kai," she groaned. "That's too much money." It was already going to be a lot. If they sent an ambulance out to get her too, they might as well just sell everything they own right here and now. "I don't give a shit," Kai roared. "Is it so hard for you to grasp that you're more important to me than any amount of money?" He left her then, dashing for the phone, leaving Nia to contemplate his words. Would he really give up everything for her? Would she, him? She liked to think so, but yes was so simple to say. It was harder to do. She loved her brother, more than anything, and hoped the answer was truly yes, but everything always was more complicated in the moment, including strange illnesses. Nia closed her eyes as the coughs racked her weakening body. Why had she ever tried to be strong, to hide it? If she had rested from the beginning, could she have avoided this? Kai was back again, his warm, firm hands comforting. "Don't worry, Nia. Someone's on their way here to help you. You're gonna be okay." Nia's only response was a cough. "Here, the man on the phone said to drink some water." He handed her a glass and Nia took it, the water shaking and sloshing as she raised it to her lips. After she'd been able to get most of the water down, Kai dragged a damp cloth across her face. Nia pulled back from him, gagging, but Kai didn't back down. "Are you gonna throw up?" I don't know. Her gut was heaving, although she wasn't sure there was much in it to bring up. Nia snagged the cloth from him, choking into it before she could get mucus on him. When Kai finally tugged it away from her, she heard a sharp intake of breath, and she herself glanced over to see splatters of blood on the linen. Nia trembled. "Kai?" "Nia," Kai whispered, pulling her close. "Hold on, you're gonna be okay." His voice was pinched as he gazed down at her, those usually tough, confident brown eyes, fearful and uncertain. "I'm scared." "I know, me too. But you're gonna get help. You're gonna get better, I promise." Kai had never broken a promise he had made to her. Never. And she knew he would do everything he could to make sure this wasn't an exception. But they both knew that this promise wasn't his to make.